chapter, Philippians the third chapter this morning, while you're turning, I'll pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the good songs and the good testimonies that stirred our hearts in remembrance of you and your goodness and your faithfulness to us. I pray you'll help us as we look into your word that we might be strengthened thereby, encouraged for the life and the battles that yet lie ahead. Help us by your Spirit in your word today. We'll give you the praise. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You ever get the winter blues? I don't know what it is, but I don't think I have this seasonal effect disorder or whatever. It doesn't hit me like that. But I always have a little bit of draggy time when we hit this kind of gray, dull weather that we've been having. And we're tempted just to take a break. In fact, sometimes be honest, I don't exert quite the same level of interest at work maybe for a few days that I would have otherwise. There's just times that we get the blahs. Well, in the Christian life, we can hit that temptation as well. Amen? This Christian life takes effort to live. I know it's a wonderful way. I know, and you know, when we get in the presence of the Lord, it's a wonderful thing. But I also know it takes effort to continue an active Christian life and an active relationship with God. We are tempted at times to take a break in our Christian life. Now, I don't mean, and we'll get into that, I don't mean there ain't a time you can get rest. But there is no place to take a break in our Christian life. Philippians 3:12 says, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, and reaching forth unto those things that are ahead, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." I want to remind us this morning, we have not yet arrived. Amen? There's no place in this life where we top the hill and we can just coast into glory. Paul said, "Not as though I'd already attained or were already perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend that for which I was apprehended of Christ Jesus." Another translation renders that, "Not that I've already attained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Jesus Christ took hold of me." To lay hold of that for which we were called of Christ. There's no depth of Christian experience that allows you the liberty of coasting. Amen? The Apostle Paul, and I think all you're going to agree, Paul probably had attained a level of spiritual depth beyond any of us. Amen? And he's walked with Christ and he's talked with him. Paul, though, as spiritual as he was, as much a man of God as he was, says he had not attained or arrived yet. Amen? And I want to talk to us. We're tempted to take a break every now and then. But Satan's looking to knock you out of the race. One of the reasons we can't take a break is the biggest battle you have is with your own self. And taking a break usually means giving us ourselves some liberty that we shouldn't have. Amen? And it's like if you're on a diet and you start cheating on the diet, once you start giving liberty to yourself that you shouldn't have in your Christian walk, it's hard to shut the door. And it's easy to get led down that path. Because you got Satan working to knock you out of the race, break your relationship with God, and help enhance those temptations to please ourselves. We're also, in a sense, swimming upstream in the sense that we are battling the influences of the world around us to drag us a different way. Amen? So we can't really take a break. Now, we can find a place of rest. If you need a place of rest, you can find a place of rest. But that's in Him. If your rest is getting, you may need to withdraw from some of the normal activities of life for a while. But it's not drawing away from God. I'm not talking about not finding rest, not taking a break. In that sense, I'm talking about not relaxing in our relationship with God.
Amen.
Okay? When I talk about not taking a break, that's what I'm saying. Not relaxing our efforts in our relationship with God. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the high prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. He actually started in verse 13. If I look back, he says, I count myself not apprehended. This one thing I do, forgetting those things behind, reaching forth unto those things that are ahead, I press toward the mark. This one thing I do, said Paul. The most important thing in life is continuing relationship with Jesus Christ. There is nothing else more important than that pressing toward the mark. And that pressing toward the mark is finding our eternal home in heaven. It's completing this life with our relationship with God intact so we go into His presence, into heaven, into that wonderful place made for our resurrected bodies to live forever without any of the problems of this world. Amen. Our single purpose. In the final analysis, this one thing is the only thing that's actually going to matter. We all have 100 different pulls on our life. We have responsibility to families. We have responsibility to neighbors. We have responsibilities on the job, financial things. We have a lot of pulls on our life. But in the end, the only thing that really matters, the one thing that matters, is did we make heaven our home? I want you to notice the language Paul uses. He says he's pressing toward the mark. Another translation said he's straining. And I want to call your attention to that because there's times being successful and living this Christian life takes some effort. It takes some effort to be exerted to continue this Christian life. Paul says, this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. To be successful, as I said before, in our Christian life requires we keep our focus on the path ahead. Faith is forward-looking. Hope is future-oriented. It isn't looking behind us. It isn't looking over our shoulder. Faith is looking forward. Faith is continuing on the forward climb. Faith keeps our focus on what lies ahead. And in order to do that, there's some things we need to forget. Amen? Paul says, forgetting those things that are behind. One of the first things, if you're going to live a successful life and continue to press forward, is to forget those things that are behind. Now, I know you can't totally erase memories. I know you can't make things go away. But you can choose what you focus on and how you focus your life.
Yes.
First of all, forget your past failures. Right. Amen? Forget your past failures. Our God's a God of second chances, right?
Yes.
1 John chapter 2 says, my little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's a propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also sins of the whole world. Yeah. Don't let Satan use your past failures to keep you from pressing forward.
Amen.
Here's what happens. When you fail, what needs to happen? You need to own it before God. Say, yeah, that's right. It's me. It ain't somebody else's fault. It was my fault. Yeah. Own it before God. Ask Him to forgive you. Amen. If you need to learn from it, learn from it. But ask Him to forgive you, get up and continue on with God. Amen? Amen? Satan loves to use your past failures to keep you from continuing forward now. That's not God. If you're feeling that, that's not God working on you. Amen? And maybe it's disappointment in yourself. Maybe you allow yourself to work on you. But forget those things that are in the past. First, forget the failures. Don't dwell on the difficult places in life you've come through. Don't dwell on the negative experiences of the past. Seek forgiveness if you need forgiven, as I said. If somebody else needs forgiven, forgive them. Amen?
Yes.
When we carry unforgiveness, the only thing we're doing is hurting ourselves. We ain't hurting that person. They were on. They forgot about it. Forgive them. Amen. Leave them in God's hand. Ain't nobody going to get away with nothing in the end. Amen.
Yes.
And like I said, if something you need to learn, learn. But live life forward. Forget the past failings. And then secondly, don't try to live in your past victories. Amen?
Right.
Remember Samson? Yeah. You know, we can get tempted to become very self-confident after we live for God for a period of time and had some victories. We can handle this. We're able for this. No, we're not. Amen? Just as Samson found out, his strength only come from his obedience to God. He played with it for a while, but when he let it down, he found out he had no strength in and of himself. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. Don't forget the victories in the sense of forgetting God's help. But don't be longing for the past in such a way that keeps you from living today.
Amen.
I see people get locked in on days that were better in this aspect or that aspect, whether it be their health or finances or society or the church. Don't get locked in on the way it used to be and get so longing for past victories that we can't live forward today. Amen? Keep pressing toward the mark. He said, brethren, I count not myself that. He says, I don't think I've already made it. But this thing I do, I forget those things that are behind and reach forth to those things that are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Paul's encouraging us to forget those things of the past, live forward, continue to focus forward. Keep pressing forward in the battles that you come into in life. Life has battles. Amen? Now, there are good times, lots of good times in living for God. But we also have a real enemy who wants to keep us from reaching the goal. There's times we can become battle weary when you've been through a few trials. You just get tired of the battle, tired of the struggle, and tempted to give up. Well, I got news for you. Giving up will solve the struggle that you have with your own desires, but it will not solve the struggles of life.
Amen.
People that don't know God go through these struggles. Amen? Without anybody to help. Paul had used an analogy here of running a race. Now, the races I ran, I did run track, believe it or not, in high school, because I didn't have this fifth grader I carry around on top of me now to carry when I ran in high school. But I didn't run beyond 100 yards. That was my distance. So, but I'm told those that run a distance, there's a point they hit in running that it'd be very easy to give up.
Yeah.
If you press through it, they have a thing called second wind. I've never experienced that. But there is a thing called second wind that distant runners get. That means they get through this rough spot and they feel like running again. There's times in our Christian life when we've lived for God a while where we hit a point where it just seems like too hard to continue on. But by God's grace, you'll get a second wind of grace. Amen? If you press on and press through. You need to stay focused. Keep our mind on the goal. Keep our perspective as we go through it. Amen?
Yes.
God will provide the victory. That's one of the great helps of me in a Christian life. The real battle is not mine. It's His. My job's to cooperate a little bit, and He'll provide what's needed to win the battle. Amen? Don't become discouraged and weary. He gives power to the faint, Isaiah 40:29. To them that have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings as eagles, shall run, not be weary, walk and not faint. So first of all, keep pressing on through the battles. There's some that are very difficult battles of life. Some of you already been through some very difficult battles of life. Some of you may be in your most difficult battle of life right now. But keep pressing on. Keep pressing on in times of confusion. There's times when life just doesn't make sense, even if you are a Christian. Do you know that? God never promised that we'd understand everything in this life. Nowhere we find a promise that God was going to explain everything, we'd understand everything. We can be confused about what's going on in life. Amen? I have been at times. I don't know what God's trying to do. I don't know if there's something I ought to learn, because I'd be willing to learn it if you just show me. Get me out of this thing, right? But there's times that there is confusion. There's times we don't understand what's going on around us, either in our life or the big picture.
True.
But we continue on with our confidence in God.
Yes.
Amen? Isaiah 15:10 says, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord and obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God." This is talking about a true believer. It's talking about one who feared the Lord and obeyed, right? So it's a true believer. But it said he walked in darkness and had no light. That meant he just couldn't see the path ahead. He wasn't sure what to do. He was confused about life. What are we supposed to do when we run into that?
Yes.
Trust in the name of the Lord. Stay upon his God. That means rely upon God's faithfulness, even when we can't see.
Amen.
The next verse tells us one of the dangers. Verse 11 says, "Behold, all you that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and the sparks that you have kindled. This shall you have in my hand. You shall lie down in sorrow." Another translation says, "But now, all you who light fires and provide yourself with torches, and walk in the light of your own fires, and the torches you've set ablaze, you'll lie down in torment." You know what he's saying? Don't abandon God in a time of confusion and light your own way. That's what he's saying. Don't decide, "Well, I figured this out," and abandon God and blaze a trail your own way.
Amen.
Don't abandon God in the darkness. You hear me?
Amen.
Don't abandon God in the darkness. Hold steady. Yes. Continue to trust in God and obey. Trust Him. Stay on Him. Rely on Him.
Amen.
Light will shine again. You'll see that God's been faithful. Amen.
Amen.
Keep pressing forward in times of difficulty. Some spots in life we come to, it just seems too hard. We can't go on. Amen.
Yes.
But moment by moment, day by day, God will always make a way if we rely on Him. We're not promised to see the path ahead. We're not promised to know the deliverance God is working. We're not promised to understand, but we are promised that He will be faithful moment by moment, day by day.
Amen.
Amen?
Right.
Give the battle of the Lord. He says, 1 Peter 5:7, "Casting all your cares on Him, for He careth for you." 1 Corinthians 10:13, "No temptation's taken you, but it's common to man. But God's faithful. He'll not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. But with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear."
Amen.
Sometimes we see things, we think it's too much. And the truth is, it probably is in and of ourselves. There's things in life we are not equipped to bear by ourselves. But we are equipped to bear it by God's help. Amen?
Try this.
It's by God's grace and help that we find the strength to continue on.
Amen.
To press on. Rely on Him. Stay on Him. Through the confusion. Through the trials. And then keep pressing forward through discouragement. I got news if you haven't figured this out already. And not everything in life is going to go your way, even though you're trusting God and obeying Him. With everything you know, not everything goes your way. There's times Christians suffer losses. Amen? You've heard some of the prayer requests. Man, there's been some lost kids. Some have lost health. There's a lot of things. This ain't heaven, folks. This life ain't heaven. There's a lot of things that Christians have went through in life.
Amen.
Amen? But when we suffer disappointments and we're going to suffer discouragement. And this is particularly dangerous for a Christian. You know why? Because we feel sorry for ourselves. I'll say it for me. I feel sorry for myself when I go through things that I think I ought not have had to go through. When it's unfair, then it's not right, I feel sorry for myself. That's okay. Don't stay there, though. Because remember, your biggest battle in making home to heaven is yourself. Your own self-interest is what competes most for God's will in your life. Therefore, when we're in disappointments and discouragements, it's perhaps one of the most dangerous times as a Christian. Because we can easily get focused on ourselves rather than God, rather than Christ. Amen? And if we stay there, that's the life of sin, is a self-focused life. Satan is a master at taking legitimate self-concern, of taking things that went wrong, legitimate self-pity, and expanding that in such a way that it draws us away from God.
Amen?
Amen? Hebrews 12:12, wherefore, lift up the hands which hang low and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather let it be healed. Also earlier in that chapter it says, looking to Jesus, author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You've not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. You know, he's reminding us, we have Jesus Christ, author and finisher of our faith. He's the one we should look to. He endured ridicule, humiliation, and a cruel death to accomplish his purpose in bringing you and I salvation. And you know what he says here? He said, look to him and consider that. And then he said, you ain't yet given blood in this, trying to make it home to heaven. Amen? He's saying Jesus laid down his life. But he says now, and this applies to most of us. There's some people who are martyrs, who have given. But most of us have not yet striven to the giving of blood. Most of our trials have not amounted to having a threat of our life being taken. Amen? Keep it in perspective. Keep pressing on through the demands of life. I thought, ignorantly, when I was young, that if I fought hard in my 20s and 30s, then my life would coast out through the end. Well, I got news for you. It don't happen that way. At least not for me. Maybe some of you it does. But there's always demands of life. When the kids are little and you can't leave the room and it drives you insane because it's 24/7 because you've got to be in front of them all the time, you want them to grow up so you can have some time. Well, I'll tell you what Dad told me. Kids grow up, they're... problems just get more expensive and harder to solve as the older they get. And that bears out most of the time. Amen? Yeah, there's difficulties in having a young family. There's difficulties in having a family as they're transitioning between kids and adults. And there's difficulties when they become adults and have their own families and their own problems.
Yeah.
Amen? Life has many demands. You have to keep things happy at home. You have to make a living. You have to fix things. You have to be good at work so they continue to want to pay you occasionally. There's a lot of demands made on your time and your energy and your life.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes.
And it's easy to let the necessary parts of life choke out the word to where you become unfruitful. You know why it's easy? Because it's legitimate. You can make a good case for why you needed to do this or that. But listen to me. You never make a good case if it involves neglecting your relationship with God. You hear me? We need Him every moment of every day. So it never makes sense to think we can launch out on our own and handle it without Him. Particularly when we're so busy, we can't keep up. What a bad time to lose the help we have in life.
Amen.
Amen? If you ever need God, you need Him in the difficulties, in the busy time of life.
Yes.
Matthew 13:22, he that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and become unfruitful. Cares of this world are just the things that are mean, living this life and taking care of the things of life. And the deceitfulness of riches is that if you had more money, you could do more for God.
Yes.
All of us believe that because there's a grain of truth in it. But there's a bigger deception because we don't have a good barometer to know when enough's enough. We don't. It's always more is better. The deceitfulness of riches. They deceive us into believing more is always better. These things, in my observation of the church over the years I've been in it, these two things have taken more people down than all the outward sins combined. They simply succumb to the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches, and it swept them away. It took away the time and the energy that they needed to put in to maintaining a real relationship with God, and little by little, the life just drained out of them to where they didn't even know it was gone.
Amen.
And then finally, keep pressing forward in the good times. Amen. I tell you what, if you come through a long battle and life gets good all of a sudden, we can tend to quit pressing forward and putting in the same amount of effort in our relationship. Because when times get good and success comes our way, we tend to think it's because of the hard work we did. I mean, that we give ourselves credit for every good thing that happens usually and don't want much of the blame for the bad things. It's somebody else's fault when it don't go wrong. When it does go wrong, we're pretty smart and we work pretty hard. And all those may be true, but it's still God that gives the increase. When life gets good, don't forget God. What was the thing that God warned the Israelites about before they went into the promised land? What was the one thing God warned them? So when you get over there and you're living in houses you didn't build and you're reaping off of vineyards you didn't plant, don't forget the Lord. What did they do when they got in and got the houses they didn't build and the vineyards they didn't plant? They forgot the Lord, right? What do a lot of people do when life gets good? Oh, they still talk a good game spiritually, but really, if you know, a lot of people, when life gets good, quit exerting the same energy into knowing God and pleasing God.
Amen.
Don't let it happen. You know what? Let's purge that out of our heart, out of our life, while we're in the struggle, so God can safely bless us. Because if God sees by blessing you with an abundance, you'd walk away, is it a good thing for Him to give you? No. Let's determine in our hearts and establish a way of life to where God can safely bless us. People become oftentimes, as I said, they don't out and out forget God, but a lot of times they just cool off. And God don't much care for that. Revelation 3:16, He says, Then because thou art lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I'll spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich, increased with goods, have need of nothing, and knoweth not. You're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Amen? Just having a form of religion, but being cool doesn't impress God. Makes him sick. That's what he's saying. Literally makes him sick. Be reminded that every good gift comes from God. And let your gratitude for every good thing comes into your life. Just want to praise God more and give Him more. Draw closer to Him. Amen. If you start that while you're in the struggle and maintain it as a way of life, that you have gratitude for everything you're given and praise God for it and really mean it from your heart, thanking Him and seeing it from Him, then God can safely bless us. Amen. I don't know why, but this morning when I woke up, I have a different outline in here, by the way. That's where I intended to go. When I woke up this morning, my mind was directed this way. I want to challenge us. Let's press on in spite of sometimes the feeling of tiredness, the feeling of frustration, feeling of unfairness. Let's continue to press on. Let's not relax our effort. The kingdom of God collectively goes forward when we stay focused individually. Amen? When we're pressing on individually, then God's kingdom moves forward. Satan's going to use everything he can to try and hinder you. I mentioned several of them. Don't be hindered by your past, or somebody else's past, what's in the past. Press on through the good times, through the bad times. I was reminded that old song, the phrase in it says, "No place for repose. My resting shall be over there." Hey, that's sometimes the attitude we need. This ain't our home. This ain't our place of rest. Hebrews says there remains a rest for God's children, right? But it ain't here and it ain't right now. We can get a little rest, but then let's get up and press on. May God bless you. I hope to encourage you. As I said, a lot of factors for me, even the winter weather, works against me feeling fired up to do anything. It works against me feeling fired up to do things at work. Works against me in a lot of areas of life. I just want to sit down and relax. Well, that's okay in some areas, but in our Christian life, let's keep pressing forward. Let's not give into ourselves and start down that path. Amen? May God bless you. As you stand, we close in a verse of song.